Meetings all over the country, but you have to be 16 years or older to attend. But don't worry, counsellors on hand to cope with distressed people. It's a control meeting in every way. It's pure psyops. Recently, something was brought to my attention, and it's called the People's Emergency Briefing. And I tried to find the video. It's a 50-minute video that's being shown in halls and village halls and meetings all over the country. And it's actually a video of climate alarmism in the most extreme manner. And so, as mentioned already, you have to be 16 and over to be there. It has to be a very controlled environment with the people showing it will have been briefed how to train, the discussion afterwards, and so on. And it's just ridiculous. It's so extreme and bad that I thought I can counter it, but I couldn't get hold of the video. So what I could get hold of was the previous videos from the different speakers and isolate their points. So I know what this is being said in the video. And what I've done here is create a counter pack. It's an information pack. And the information pack, first of all, has this introduction video in it, and that's all it is, an introduction. And then there's a master document, a PDF, where I highlight all the different speakers that are in that video and what they're saying, and I counter the nonsense they're speaking, and I counter it with evidence and facts. And also I have links to either videos or the papers, little papers, to back up everything I'm saying with the hard evidence. So let me start off with an example in this. And as I say, this video is just part of the information pack. The information pack is the master document and all the little documents to go with it if you want more detail. So I'm going to give you an example. So let's begin. So Professor Haley features in the video as regards extreme weather. And I'll just take some of the statements she makes in that section, and I'm taken from the original videos when all these so-called experts came together. But it'll be on the video shown to those people in the village hall. One of the things she stated in some sort of alarmist way is UK winter rainfall is up 10%. So let's look at some historic facts, not my facts, but from the Met Office in the UK. So when were the wettest years? Now, the wettest year on record was 1872. We haven't equaled it since, and that's rather a long time ago, and well before mankind had any chance of putting much CO2 into the air. Then the next wettest was 2000. The third wettest was 123 years ago in 1903, and the fourth wettest was 2020, and followed by 2012, and the previous one to that was 1877. And 2023, and then 1998. So you see, it isn't as simple as she's saying. Now, when she's saying the UK rainfall is up, the average, it is. So let's look at the graph to understand this. The most extreme weather was in the past, not today. So let's look at the UK rainfall graph now. Well, this is from the Met Office, going back to the 1800s. And as you can see, there is the extreme rainfall that we've had, the most extreme rainfall we had, just highlighted here. But there's something else on this graph. The average there, the line, the average line there, it's grown. And I agree, the rainfall average has grown. Why? Well, we have a warmer climate that can hold more moisture. Fact. But that does not mean we have more extremes. So let's now look at the dry periods. Oh, what's here? We have very low ones here. So the driest ones, the droughts, the worst droughts, were by far in the past. So what we have is droughts in the past being far worse than they are today, and we have more extreme rainfall in the past than today. And that's part of the perspective that my paper puts into this. Now we return to a little table. This is the record lowest years for rainfall from the Met Office. So when have we had the record driest years? Well, the rank one is in 1855. That was the driest year on record. The next one, 1887. The next one, 1844. Then 1933, in the 30s, we had it fairly hot and certainly dry. And then back to 1870, and then 1858, and then 1955, and 1902. So all the driest periods, all the big droughts, etc., were in the past. And there's full records of those. So the idea that extreme weather is happening now with droughts and rainfall is total nonsense, and this lady should know it, especially when she's got an MSc in water resources like myself, but decided to go into academia rather than become a professional engineer with it. Another quote from this lady is, "Europe already had mega floods, Valencia in 2024, and Storm Boris. The UK is not exempt." Quote, "Could these European-style mega floods happen here?" The honest answer is yes. There is no physical reason why not. That is not science. That is a disgusting statement coming from a person with her qualifications, to put it bluntly. Just pure alarmism. So let's just examine that. Now, I'll take the UK flood first. Europe Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecast Statement. Storm Boris, September 2024, does not rank as even a significant UK flood event. It produced no notable inland or coastal flooding in Britain and is not comparable to major historical UK floods. That's not me saying that. So, but in any sense, for a person in her position to be making these claims like this is totally absurd. It's on a different level. So let's move on to Valencia now before I leave the subject. And likewise, the ECMWF did not call it a mega flood. They treated it as an extreme high impact precipitation flash flood. High impact meaning, well, actually, there wasn't a warning, so it did have a big impact on the population down valley, as it were. But it was a local flash flood case whose large-scale setup was well forecast and whose convective core, where it was not. Not a mega flood again. I have no idea where these people, how these people can live with what they're telling people, how they're trying to scare people, laying on counsellors to take care of you when you're alarmed by all this rubbish. But we'll move on to something else. But I'm only taking the few odd examples here, nothing else. My paper and the subpapers with it deal with it all for anyone who wants to go along to these meetings and counter the nonsense that they're being told. Now, of course, I could continue to every single section. It'd be a long video. But I've done that in the paper, in the master paper. I have done that. And the paper then will refer you to further reading if you want it, or videos to explain it better or more depth. But you can just read the paper and understand it. I would ask you to attend the meetings and actually counter their nonsense. I've got no empathy for these people. As I've explained, they really are just alarming people unnecessarily, but they can only do so under this tight control system they've laid out for this work. They really are off the tracks, totally off the tracks, every single one of them. Some of them are not related to climate at all. You've got the celebrities there at the beginning, just to give it gravity. This is all serious. So you've got a couple of TV celebrities on the video making it serious, who know nothing about the subject and have just been convinced by this alarmism, right? That's to give it gravity, so you don't have to get into the details, yeah? And so what I've done is provide the details to knock it out the window. Before I leave, though, one of the things in the paper I have to deal with is CO2, of course. So let me give you my opinion so you understand where I'm coming from. Mankind has added CO2 to the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution. Fact. I would argue that most of the additional CO2 is due to mankind. Fact. Well, hold on here. You agree, don't you, then? Well, yeah, I agree with that. CO2 is a warming gas. It warms the atmosphere. Fact. Hold on. So where are you, Paul? Well, I'm actually the realist. I'm actually the scientific side. You see, CO2 has less and less effect as you add it. So I've done a paper going way back which explains the medieval warm period, the Roman warm period, all using the ocean cycle method. So what's the difference between me and the alarmist on CO2? It's so simple. We both agree that if you double CO2, you'll get about 1 degree centigrade warming. So we can expect overall the effect of CO2. Now, there's other factors can come in and cool it, but that will warm the temperature of the Earth by about 1 degree centigrade. That'll take about 175, 180 years for that to happen at the current rate of CO2 increase. Well, both sides agree on that. The other difference is the other side say, oh no, the warming that's caused by that adds more water vapor, which adds more warming, which adds more warming, which adds, it's called positive feedback. That's the only difference. between the two sites. That is really the only difference. So my work can be shown here. This is the temperature, first of all, according to the satellites since 1982 when they started reading, right up to 2025. Now, this is my work using the oceanic index work I do, explaining those temperatures for that period. Dead on. Right? And this is now the CO2 contribution. Now, in that period, the CO2 contribution was about 25%. In this early period here, it was the CO2 would have actually warmed the Earth more than was allowed to, because the oceans were in cool phases and they sucked out the heat. And the period we're in now, as you can see on the other end of the scale, the actual temperatures are higher than what be caused by the CO2. So that's the period we're in now that they're trying to use for alarmism. And by the way, this, of course, explains the hiatus in the temperatures up to 2010. My work explains the hot 1930s, the cooling after 40s to the 70s, causing the ice age warming scare, all that. And it goes back historically and explains everything. So that's where I am. So, but I base everything I do on evidence and science, and observation is the king. So, I ask you, a part of that is in the paper, but I obviously do big subjects on that, big videos. And I'm actually making a big documentary about that now. So you're welcome to question me anytime. You're welcome to question in the comments below, but stick to evidence. Question the evidence. That's what I'm about. And I just can't believe that these people are doing this. You know what? I think Chris Packham is sincere. I think all these people are sincere. But the effect of what they're doing, trying to scare people, is deplorable. I've got nothing but contempt for that, I'm afraid. So it's okay to be innocent, but if you go around with the madness of crowds, as it were, a pretty famous book, that's what we've got. We've got the madness of crowds here, and no touching reality. And by the way, these people will never, of course, debate me. I'd love to debate Chris Packham and any one of these people. Yeah, I'd love to. But of course, that'll never happen. Thank you for watching, and the paper's details are following.